Ready for a new and exciting career challenge? At DHL Supply Chain, you're part of a team committed to creating innovative solutions for some of the biggest brands in the world. We're recognized as a best place to work, where people are valued, supported, and respected. DHL Supply Chain is hiring for a wide range of salaried operational and functional roles. Previous experience in logistics is welcome, but not required. All opportunities, no boundaries. DHL Supply Chain. Apply today at joindhl.com.
I live by routines, especially my same-day delivery routine with Shipt. Because when Sunday rolls around, I'm not scared. I got my shopper on the way with all my favorites. Shipt, delight in every delivery. Learn more at Shipt.com.
Life is a highway, and on it there will be many chicken sandwiches. But there's only one McCrispy, so go ahead and hit the turn signal if you know about this juicy gem of a detour.
Listener supported, WNYC Studios.
Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
Jess? Where is everybody?
I don't know. They usually have some water waiting for us at least.
Anybody out there? Hello?
Hello, Jen? Joanna?
Hello?
Yo, this is so fucked up. I thought they wanted us to do a second season.
Wait, did you sign your contract?
Oh, shit.
Welcome back, babies. I'm Phoebe Robinson.
And I'm Jessica Williams. Get ready for season two because it's about to come fuck you in your face.
Ooh. You know you guys missed us, and we missed you too.
Oh my gosh. So much has happened since season one.
Like you turned 27.
You finished your book.
You left the Daily Show to start your own show, Lean In Bitches.
You became BFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFFF
never heard that before.
I know.
And he hears it all the time,
actually. Didn't even hear you say it, but he just rolled his eyes wherever he is. He's like, why did I roll my eyes?
Oh, plus you have butt sex.
Yeah, no, I didn't. Still haven't.
Some things never change, like all the great comedy coming your way this season.
Where are my yogurt heads at? Yeah, right? WMYC, where are my yogurt heads at? Do you ever notice when you want to talk about yogurt, nobody wants to talk to you?
I lived in a room with another gentleman. And I lived in a little loft. A loft with a roommate is, I think, the purest form of contraception.
So I was content with my boyfriends in high school to just do fingering. And I gotta tell you, the first time I got fingered, it was so good. Basically, what happened after the first time I got fingered is that every minute of my life that I wasn't getting fingered, I was in a dark depression. I'm in one now.
Mom, I love her. She don't get it. She called me. I'm so concerned. You gotta eat more organic. You just so much going on. The food and the cancer and the GMO and the NSA and Obamacare and Donald Sterling and How to Get Away with Murder, the season finale. I was like, Mom, yeah, okay, right. I should be eating organic, but you know what's worse than me not eating organic? Me sucking dick under a bridge. So I can afford to eat organic.
Do you guys take baths?
No.
That's
gross.
Disgusting.
Yeah, that's true. That's disgusting.
Yeah,
me neither. I don't either.
It's too gross for
isn't
me.
Isn't it just the grossest
thing? I was just
thing?
Checking that you don't because it's so gross in New York.
Yeah, it's gross.
No, were you? So,
do you like, you know, a bath bomb? Are you like a bath bomb person?
No, because I hate baths. Because I hate them. Because they're so gross. Stewing in your own filth, I wouldn't.
And then you get out of it and you drain it, and then you're reminded
like,
of your humanity.
I have to shower after my bath. Yeah, yeah. Useless.
I'm bluish. I'm black and Jewish, like Drake and Jesus. And thank you. I'll take it. I'll take it. My dad looks like Arthur Ashe, and my mom looks like Howard Stern. And that is why I look like Macy Gray. I try to walk away and I stumble.
The worst book we were forced to read in high school was The Greatest Generation by Tom Brokaw.
I never read it.
It's fucking garbage.
I love it, but you had to read that.
It was like, the 50s were so great for everyone.
Not true.
I'm like...
Not true.
Did anyone fact check this at all? Back in our day, people could just walk to the mailbox. And I was like, which people?
Was some fun, nice shit.
Leaping lizards, dude.
You just heard Joe Firestone, Jon Stewart, Jen Kirkman, Hadiya Robinson, Alana Glazer, and Eric Andre. And that's just a taste of what's to come. We've got some big names.
Some birthday surprises.
And a lot of me trolling for peen, YQY.
Nope, we're not doing that right now, girl. You gotta focus. We're doing season two now.
Right. Sorry. So look, you guys, it's time to get in the Two Dope Queen zone. Open that rosé, subscribe to the podcast if you haven't, set your vibrators to manual.
Wipe your butt standing up front to back, baby.
Change your tamp so you can sit comfortably for hours at a time.
Yeah, clean yourselves up. It stinks in here. Light some incense.
Hi, this is the engineer. Sorry, I need to kick you out of here.
Yo, this would literally never happen to Alec Baldwin.
Oh, hi. Sorry to interrupt, but I've got the studio booked now.
Oh, so you want us to get the fuck out of here?
I would never say it like that, but yes. What's their show called?
Two Dope Queens.
Two Dope Queens.
Life is a highway, and on it there will be many chicken sandwiches. But there's only one McCrispy, so go ahead and hit the turn signal if you know about this juicy gem of a detour.